The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 16th. Today's word is chary, spelled C-H-A-R-Y. Chary is an adjective that means hesitant and vigilant about dangers and risks. It can also mean slow to grant, accept, or expend. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Haley Krischer. Alexander Graham Bell didn't expect his telephone to be widely used for prank calls, and Steve Jobs was chary of children using his iThings. It was sorrow that bred the caution of the word chary. In Middle English, chary meant sorrowful, a sense that harks back to the word's Old English ancestor, caru, an early form of the word care, and another term that originally meant sorrow or grief. In a sense switch that demonstrates that love can be both bitter and sweet, chary later came to mean dear or cherished. That's how 16th century English dramatist George Peele used it in this sentence: "The chariest and the choicest queen that ever did delight my royal eyes." Both sorrow and affection have largely faded from chary, however, and in modern English, the word is most often used as a synonym of either careful or sparing. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.